Good afternoon, Sheridan Radio listeners. My name is Quinn, and this is our 1 o'clock news update. Justin Trudeau has made it to the White House and has met President Donald Trump. Trudeau and Trump both greet each other warmly during their first meetup. The two are expected to talk about the North American Free Trade Agreement, as well as job creation and continental security. More to come in our next news update. The Maritimes is being blasted with a severe snowstorm. Environment Canada has issued a blizzard and winter storm warning and is urging residents of the coastal area to stay indoors. The Nova Scotia government has closed all of its buildings and the school board has canceled all classes until further notice. Residents and businesses are taking the necessary precautions and preparing their homes for the storm. The music industry's biggest award show, the 59th Annual Grammy Awards, happened Sunday night. The big winners of the night were Adele, who took home 5 Grammys, tying David Bowie for his album Black Star. Chance the Rapper took home 3 Grammys, including Best New Artist, and Toronto artist Drake won Best Rap Song for Hotline Bling. More to come on the Grammys in our entertainment section. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, love is in the air, and for some couples, all over social media. In our next news update, our reporter Haley Montgomery is around Sheridan talking about how technology and social media is changing the way we interact with our significant others.
This is 90.7 FM, broadcasting from the campus of Sheridan College in Oakville.
The Toronto Maple Leafs played the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday. The Sabres would score 3 unanswered goals in the first period and would ride that lead to the end, winning the game 3-1. The Leafs are back in action tomorrow night against the New York Islanders at the ACC. The Toronto Raptors are heading into their All-Star break on a bad note, as they have lost 10 of their last 14 games. Yesterday, they played the Detroit Pistons, losing by 1 after holding a 16-point lead. Fans of the Raptors are up in arms and demanding the coach, Dwayne Casey, be fired. The Raptors play the Chicago Bulls tomorrow at 8 p.m. Adele won big at the Grammys, securing 5 awards, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year. She had some very kind words to say to Queen Bee. Adele was accepting her Grammy last night and felt as though the win should have been for Beyonce's album Lemonade. When she was accepting her award, it actually broke into 2 pieces. This act of kindness brought Beyonce to tears. Adele laughed it off, and the show went on. It's not just Valentine's Day this Tuesday. This February the 14th is the first ever Mayor Hazel McCallion Day. This day marks her birthday, where former mayor, a Mississauga mayor, turns 96 years old. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can join the councilor's birthday celebration by stopping by the Vic Johnson Community Center to celebrate this historic occasion. That's all we have for right now. We'll see you in our next news update.